Proclamation number 8150, 14th of April, 1962. The work of redemption need not be repeated. When I sacrificed my blood for the sins of humanity, when I laid down my life on the cross, a work of redemption was accomplished which was unique and need never be repeated because it covered the guilt of sin of the whole of humanity. The people of the past, the present and the future. I took all sins upon myself and redeemed the guilt on the cross, so that every person who is willing to accept this sacrifice can enter the kingdom of light and bliss after his death. For it depends on the human being's will whether he will be released from his guilt of sin, for he cannot be redeemed against his will. Yet all people who acknowledge me as their redeemer from sin and death, who intimately unite with me and want to belong to the circle of the redeemed, all people who appeal to me for forgiveness of their guilt thereby prove to me they will to also accept the blessings of my act of salvation, and thus they are now included in the circle for which I sacrificed myself on the cross. They should only consciously adjust themselves positively towards me, then they will be seized by my infinite love and I will write their guilt of sin in the sand. They are free of it and can now feel like my children again, which they were before their fall into the abyss, when they came forth from me, who had created them, in all purity and fullness of light. I walked a difficult path of suffering on earth. The agonies of my crucifixion until my death on the cross were indescribable, and my whole life on earth was also extremely agonizing because I knew about everything that still lay ahead of me. It was a measure of suffering which truly lifted much guilt of sin. Yet a completely sinless human being accomplished the work of salvation, a human being who is pure and therefore suffered twice, whom the love within him constantly impelled to all will and action and whose work was therefore still to be assessed quite differently than that of a human being who himself would not have been free from guilt. His soul came from the kingdom of light and the valley of darkness only increased its state of suffering, so that the work of salvation can truly be called a unique one which need never be repeated and yet the guilt of the beings will be redeemed for all eternity who conclude their course of development as a human being on earth, who take their way back to me when they let themselves be redeemed by Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the sake of the guilt of sin of the whole of humanity. And blessed is the human being who finds him on earth, in whom I myself took form, in whom I myself became a visible God for you. Blessed is the man who believes this and calls upon me in him, for he is truly not lost. 14th of the 4th 1962. For his guilt is written in the sand, or also, he is washed clean of all guilt through my blood. I myself took his guilt upon myself and redeemed it, because the human being himself would never have been able to redeem it, neither on earth nor in the kingdom of the beyond, for it was immeasurably great and therefore also demanded an immeasurably great sacrifice of atonement, which I accomplished on earth as the man Jesus. And although all people of the past, present and future had a share in this act of salvation, the human being himself must nevertheless confess me as the divine redeemer and free will. He cannot be redeemed systematically but he must recognize himself as having once become sinful, as being distant from me due to sin, and he must want to come close to me again and thus become free from all guilt. And therefore you humans must also know about the significance and the reason for the act of salvation. You must know about your former fall into sin, about your great distance from me and about your weak, wretched state. And you must seriously desire to reach the former state again where you were blissfully close to me. And therefore you must be truthfully instructed, which can only ever happen if you allow my spirit to work in you, but which first requires redemption through Jesus Christ, the release from your guilt through his blood. And therefore you only need to want to live your earthly life according to my will. You need only acknowledge a power above you and want to carry out the will of this power in order to fulfill your purpose of earthly life. And you will then also fulfill my commandments of love because you are urged from within, because my spirit is constantly active in you. And a heart which is willing to love also accepts without rejection what is conveyed to it about Jesus, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. And it confesses him and asks him for help. And thus my spirit can now work in him, which truthfully informs him, and increased knowledge again generates increased love for me, and the conscious request for forgiveness of guilt then also brings full redemption, which can now also be followed by the outpouring of the Spirit. This now opens up knowledge to the human being, and now fellow human beings can take right knowledge of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and also voluntarily hand themselves over to him in order to become free from all guilt. The correct knowledge of Jesus Christ and his act of salvation can only ever be conveyed to earth through my Spirit. And this will also always happen, and all new generations will take notice of it, because all people who want to return to me again must allow themselves to be redeemed by him, because all people must recognize and acknowledge me myself in Jesus, because all people shall find forgiveness, because I died on the cross for all people who will ever walk across this earth on the path back to me. Amen.